This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Major media outlets are offering four times the coverage of the climate march in balmy New York weather Sunday than for the March for Life in January. Both marches had about 400,000 marchers. The prevalent attire was considerably different, however, as March for Life participants braved 20-degree weather. 40 Days for Life this fall runs from September 24 through November 2nd. The campaign outside abortion clinics has two measures of success. Abortion business owners say it hurts business to have people praying outside. And 40 Days for Life organizers say they have talked with over 9,000 abortion-minded women who have changed their mind and given birth to their babies. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Two other stories. Father Frank Pavone is asking us to pray for Sandra Cano. Her signature was used to bring the case Doe v. Bolton to the Supreme Court, which in turn made abortion allowable through all 9 months of pregnancy. Sandra never wanted an abortion and became an ardent pro-life advocate. She is now critically ill and in need of prayer. And people who do not like acknowledging the abortion-breast cancer link are having a bad time. Of the last 12 studies considering that link, all 12 indicate that abortion helps develop breast cancers. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.